Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And if you want to see their beautiful faces, you can check them out on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game right now.
Hey, do we have mixed messaging?
What do you mean?
Coming from the 49ers front office.
Oh, please explain.
Sean Salisbury, 15 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yep.
Cuckoosh.
Nice.
Please explain.
I love Sean.
John Lynch publicly stated this morning, yeah, we're having some productive calls. We're on that phone now. We're out there talking about pass rushers. There's no one player who's going to replace Nick Bosa, duh.
Yep.
But like, yeah, we're moving. We're having a lot of really productive calls. I live in a world where, especially when I'm listening to major people in sports talk, they do a great job of trying to under-promise so they can over-deliver. That's why, for instance, on a Thursday, lovely Christy will do this every week. She'll say, hey, this player's got a Q next to his name. Is he going to play? And often on a Thursday, I'm going to be like, I don't know, because they're not going to tell me yet.
No.
Because they're going to under-promise so they can over-deliver. Is Xavier Worthy going to play Sunday night? I don't know yet. The Chiefs are not going to over-promise and under-deliver. So when John Lynch says publicly, oh, we're moving the ball down the field, we're having some productive conversations, I feel like he's telling the fans, oh, yeah, we're 4-1. We're going to go get some people, and we're going to bolster this, right? Well, then there's Kyle Shanahan, who got into a conversation with Tim Kawakami at his presser yesterday and was asked if this moment for a pass rusher feels similar to 2019 for a receiver when the 49ers went out and I think dropped maybe a fifth rounder on Emmanuel Sanders to bring him in, and it helped. And then the Niners went to the Super Bowl and almost won the darn thing. So this is before practice yesterday. Listen to this.
The Emmanuel Sanders trade was like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No, I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years and was pretty obvious. And I thought at the time some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there, and we were playing some young rookies, and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
Okay, translate this for me. Did Kyle just say no? Because back then I thought we could win the Super Bowl. This is, and by the way, I'd agree with him, but this is not that. Like, we do not feel, oh yeah, we're one player away from being the big bad wolf on the block.
Right, because what they have going on right now goes far beyond just missing an edge rusher. And just looking at the internet, they traded a third and a fourth for Emmanuel Sanders, and they got back a fifth.
Okay, that's what I'm remembering.
So, yeah,
okay.
They got a fifth for the upcoming draft. They gave up a third and a fourth, and they got Emmanuel Sanders. And, yeah, and you look at that year and stuff, and they had an elite defense, and he talked about it. You had the best defense in football, and you felt like you were one piece away. And it reminds me more of the Christian McCaffrey situation where you also had a really good team, and you just could not run the ball. So you got that one piece. And so you look at this year, and put 4-1 aside for just a moment. Your quarterback has not been able to play. We don't know when he'll be able to play. Your tight end is due to come back but can't come back. Your number one wide receiver who's getting $30 million a year hasn't played and maybe won't play. And we can go all the way through. So this team does not have an elite defense. It's a good defense. You don't have a great offensive line. You don't have a good pass rush. And you've got about 7 or 8 rookies or second-year guys who start for you. So I get what he's saying. What he's saying, basically, without saying it, is we're 4-1. Yeah. Are you sure? Are you sure and stuff? Because I looked at the film, and honestly, and I always do this, Mark, when if you watch a game with, like, in the old school, before they had the score bug and before they had the score box and all the rest of the things, if you just watched these games and you didn't keep track of who was scoring and who wasn't scoring, and you look at all 5 of these games like a boxing match, they're probably down 3, if not 4, of the 5 rounds.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to know, like, Kai would never say this, and I don't even think he thinks this.
I think
this.
He just said that.
No, but what I'm about to say, like, okay. You know, the problem with the 49ers right now is, I mean, in theory, they're going to acquire a bunch of people at the trade deadline who are already on the team. You know what I mean? They're going to acquire George Kittle, and they're going to acquire Ricky Pearsall, and they might acquire Juwan Jennings this week, and maybe they'll acquire Brandon Ayuk at some point. Maybe they'll acquire Brock Purdy here pretty soon. They're still going to need a pass rusher. But, you know, for years when the Giants were just so flipping boring, and this is true now, this is a fact, the marketing department over at the Giants, if you said, who is the team's face? Who's the face of the Giants? Who's their most popular asset? The answer was, they're broadcasters.
Right?
No joke.
And a babe.
Right. Like, bobblehead night was Crook and Kipe. It wasn't the shortstop or anybody out on the field.
Two, a double play.
That's great. That's a great broadcast team, but that's not good. It's not ideal if your broadcasters are your most popular assets. Do you want to know what the best thing the 49ers have right now? It's their coaches. It's Kyle and Robert Saleh. Like, that's right. To me, when I look at the way this team has performed so far this year, those are their MVPs. That takes nothing away from people who have performed well, and there are a number of them, although I can barely, outside of McCaffrey, is there anybody who's played 5 games? And I'm talking about, like, the major names.
The skill guys?
Yeah. Not Colton McKivitz. But, like...
Yeah, I mean, I think Ton just has.
Okay.
But even in the opener, like, probably didn't play more than a few plays.
Fred Warner, I guess. Fred Warner.
Juice has played all 5.
Yeah, Fred Warner would be like, okay, he's played all 5 games, and he's been phenomenal. But outside of that, like, Purdy hasn't played 5. Mack hasn't played 5. No receivers played 5. Nobody's standing out. Somehow they're 4-1. But, yeah, their best asset right now is their coaches. Not ideal.
No, and it's their system, and yet they have, you know, done enough to where they're 4-1. And I'm going back to what Kyle was just talking about in that cut about, you know, what things were like back in 2019. And you beat Washington on the road 9-0 in that monsoon. Nick Bosa doing, you know, water angels on the field, and they all were doing the slip and slide. They got to 6-0. But you beat a bad team 9-0. And before that, you beat the Rams 20-7. You beat the Browns 31-3. That defense did not allow people to score. It just, they didn't let you score. And he looked at his offense and stuff, and he's like, okay, we're 6-0, but my God, I got Garoppolo, who's got no one to throw to. I've got a mediocre run game. What do we need to do to get this team to be better? And so he made that move. They were 6-0. And he made that move.
So that's why I ask about mixed messages, though, because I think we all agree that the 49ers could use a pass rusher or 8, And John Lynch is out there going, yep, we're on the phone, man. We're driving this thing. We're 4-1, and we're going to find somebody. But then Kyle kind of drops like a – now, he doesn't say anywhere in there we're not going to go get someone, but the 49ers are clearly in a spot where they have to be judicious about who they acquire and what it means for their salary structure going forward, largely because of major contracts that will kick in next year, starting with Brock Purdy. But – new extensions for Fred Warner and George Kittle and et cetera, et cetera. So they've got to be careful about who they acquire and how does it fit both on the field and in the salary structure. And you hesitate to do that unless you feel like, dude, we're one player away from winning this thing. And I think Kyle right there was saying that they're not.
Right.
And he's right, by the way.
Yeah, I think you need a guard. You need a pass rusher. You need probably another corner and stuff, and you need more than just one guy. And I'm looking at that game against Washington when they won 9-0, and you had Dante Pettis play 92% of the snaps. Kendrick Bourne played 89% of those snaps at wide receiver. Richie James played half the snaps. And so you're Kyle, and you win 9-0, whatever, weather aside, you scored 9 points, and you look at Dante, Kendrick, and Richie James, you're thinking, my God, yep. We're 6-0, but I'm going to need to get somebody who I can actually trust out there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure that they, especially if they win another game or two before the deadline, there will be an acquisition, I believe. But at the same time, will it be fancy? Will it be big money? Will it be someone that they commit to beyond this year? I think the 49ers might be looking to not do that. Unless this thing gets to, 7-1.
But even there, 8-1. I think you're right about, it has to be the right, not only player, but the right contract.
No doubt.
Because you don't want to, be sunk into a guy who is going to cost you a bunch.
We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Don't forget, Laughing Monk is the site every Sunday. This Sunday, meet and greet with the Gold Rush girls. Lo and Evan will be there. Even though the Niner game is on the road, great place to watch the early games. Niner game starts at 1:25. Then next week, Sunday Night Football, 3 o'clock is the start time for our show. Free shuttle. Go sign up on the website, 957thegame.com. We're sponsored by Moderna. And when it comes to quarterbacking, backup quarterbacking, starting quarterbacking, what to do with those dynamics? How about Sean Salisbury, who is a phenomenal interview to start with, no matter what we're talking about. But he has lived these situations, and I cannot wait to get his perspective. And he joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Thursday night, y'all. Dibs about to make a pick in an hour and a half.
Y'all better yak in.
Don't get it wrong.
Well, the pick is in. No, I'm 17-5, so.
I know, don't get it wrong.
I'm not planning on getting it wrong. Last week, even though I was 1-2 on the air, I was 8-6 overall.
Yeah.
Another winning week for your boy.
Yeah, and I know you know this and won't take offense, but our listening audience don't care about the off-air picks.
Of course, and it's interesting because I am 17-5, and if you accept as fact that I probably won't continue at this rate, which I honestly, how could I continue at this rate?
It would be crazy if you did.
It would be bananas. Yeah. And so at what point do you, as the betting audience member, start to follow the bit and fade the dibber?
Or at what point, if you haven't already, and this kind of, boy, this is the one that makes your stomach turn, when do you start buying into dibs and betting on these things? And it's kind of like showing up at a roulette table and everybody who's there is winning money. And they're like, it's hit the number 9 6 times in a row. Would you be like, well, then I'm going to bet the number 9? Or you'd be like, well,
ain't no more 9s coming.
I missed the boat.
Yep.
I missed the boat. The bottom line is, the likelihood is, if you haven't been betting the dibber, you missed the boat. But maybe not.
Maybe not. I mean, I'm hitting at a 77.3% clip.
That's out of control.
So if you even if you figure like, okay, if you have a good year, I think you said 55%. So
that's a great year. That's a professional gambler year.
So I'm 17-5. Yeah. That would mean what? I go 30-25. Yeah, that would be 55%. That would mean I would go 13-23. Over the next 36 picks. Mm-hmm. So if you think that I'm going to regress to being just professional, not bananas elite, then you may want to start fading the dipper.
Or I hope you didn't miss the boat. Like maybe you got on the boat back week two, maybe you got on the boat and everything's good to go.
And maybe this is like the love boat where it's exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
One of our YouTube chatters, Don Dada, 1200, says he's been riding with dibs for over a month now, and he's up like $500.
All right,
which is great, even though he's a complete jerk to me on this chat on a daily basis.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine. That's what it's for. It's all good. Doesn't get to me. But I see you.
Well, apparently he's a jerk to me if he's up 500 and I haven't even seen a taste.
Yeah, where's the tip?
Not even a...
Don Dada.
Just the tip, Don Dada. That's all we're looking for.
For just a second.
Okay.
Hey, Lucas. I don't know what Sean says the link's not working, just call him.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway.
That counts as one.
Sean sells me. It does?
It's got to.
Well, you can't. Well, now you got to tell people what you're talking about.
I set the over-under on Salisburyan mishaps at 1.5.
Well, now you just changed the word. You called them call drops.
Okay.
Can't drop a link that you never even joined up to begin with.
I saw him on the big board and then he disappeared and now he's back.
On your big board?
On the small phone.
I want to know who's on your big board.
It's not even a big board.
Who's number one on your big board?
I like the pick. You know who's not on my big board is Arch Manning. You stink.
Oh, yeah, that didn't go great.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say this on behalf of educators everywhere. Stay in school. Anyway.
I don't think he's going to need that advice.
Yep.
But let's go to a quarterback who did make it to the show.
Great transition.
Okay? River Island's guest line, our buddy Sean Salisbury, on with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. And my God, we love it when you come on, Sean. How you been, man?
I'm doing great. Good to be on with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so excited to talk this out with you. What is your perspective on, this is the way I'll ask it. We'll get to all of the Brock and Mac stuff, but what is this like for a locker room? I know you've been a starter, you've been a backup. Like, what is this like when the starter goes down and then the backup comes in and people's eyebrows start raising? What's this like for the guys?
Well, people's eyebrows start raising when a backup comes in and makes one completion. So, we're always pretty popular and say you got to sustain it, but you guys are lucky. See, most players in locker rooms will look at it like this is a blessing in organizations. What a blessing. And remember, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know of how Kyle felt about Mac Jones when he came out of school, right, guys? I mean, I know we're going to get into it, but what happens in the backup starter, you know, the starter – is the guy, and you know that your job as a backup is to, as Denny Green always used to say to me, drive the bus. And what he simply meant by that was, we're not changing anything. We're not backing off the game plan. We got you on here. You're under contract for a reason. Drive the bus, which meant get us home safely. Denny never, ever once told me, don't lose the game. You know, don't lose it for us. It was always, go win it, take care of your business, drive the bus. So, you know, the dynamic is you want two of them because most places, when you say you got two, you ain't got one. Well, in San Francisco, they're fortunate. They have two, and Mac Jones is doing exactly what you're supposed to do. You want to make it miserable on the coach to replace you. You want to make sure you support the guy who's starting and get the same respect when you're starting. And you want to go with your obligations, not to whether Brock Purdy's feelings are hurt or when Brock was taken over for Trey or Jimmy or whoever else. You know, your obligation is to win games. And it's not just to lose, to win games and gain the trust. So if something were to happen along the way, then you're prepared, whether it's a long-term injury or not. I love it. I love it. And you know what? As a backup, I always wanted to go in there and win. And not for the next week there was controversy, just so you could say, coaches trust me, my players trust me. And if I'm called upon, the confidence continues to grow. This is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Now, the tough thing is if it keeps rolling, what decisions do you make? Do you roll with a hot hand? Do you go back to the guy? Can you lose your job as a starter? You absolutely can. You guys know my affinity for Purdy. But in any backup or start, Wentz and J.J. McCarthy are going through this right now. They're going through the same thing about, well, Wentz is playing pretty well and they're winning. So I think it's a great problem to have, but you have to manage it properly as a head coach. And the truth is you want them both playing great, and then you go from there. You'll get a feel for who's supposed to play, trust me. And you can't be in the worrying about people's feelings business. You got to worry about an organization.
It's not so much about people's feelings. It's more about people's contracts. How much does that play into it when Brock Purdy's set to make $53 million a year next year?
Well, most people, and that's next year, right? So we'll take care of it. Yep. But you're right. It's a great point. And anybody is naive to think that money isn't it. Now, I'm not speaking for Kyle or John or anybody else there, but we're naive to think that it's just as easy to replace a guy who's making $53 million as it is a guy making $53,000. It's not. That comes into play. But that's where that decision we were just talking about, when is it tough or is it a problem? That's where it gets tough. Are you making the decision based on, listen, we signed him and he's our guy and we believe he's the future? There's no doubt. But let me take you back. Even though the money's different, when Brock got the job, nobody expected that. He had to go through hell. He was just trying to make a team. So we didn't worry about where Trey Lance was drafted, even though he wasn't making, he was a first round pick, or, you know, Jimmy hadn't gone to a Super Bowl. So yes, but I honestly, guys, I'm just trying to put myself in the situation of the organization, the head coach. I'm not worried about Brock's contract next year. I'm worried about, is he ready? And when he comes in, if Max 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, and he comes in and you put him in, that's great. Now pressure falls back on Brock to do what he did do to earn the $53 million and to put him in position where they could let everybody else go do their thing and they committed to long-term. So, and just because it's a long-term commitment doesn't make it's the short-term answer. And it would be either way if it was Mac or him. So short-term and long-term have to come into it. I know this is 2025 and I know the 49ers are 4-1 and nobody with the injuries expected them to be here, even though the organization's always held in high regard because they win. But I'm going to deal with that later. And if it becomes an off-season issue, then we'll deal with it. And you say, well, do we keep them both? As one wants to go start, they're both capable of starting. But it does come into play, and it is part of it. And the optics are part of it, whether we want to admit it or not. But it's hard to sift through. But you do have to get out of the feel-good business and play the guy in 2025, regardless of who it is, that gives you the best chance to win. And in truth, right now, look at the way Max played. He's done exactly what he's supposed to do and then some to give the 49ers a chance, not turning it over, throwing touchdowns, putting up yards, and winning. And it's important.
No doubt. Sean Salisbury with us here, 95.7 The Game. Sean, I love that you brought up the word optics, because this is interesting to me. As you said, the numbers are there. 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. The wins are there. 3-0. Greg Cosell said something to us interesting, though. He's like, how's everybody feel about this if Kyren Williams doesn't fumble at the one? In other words, it's like the Niners are not, they're not scoring 30 or 40 points. These are grinder games that could have gone either way. I'm interested in just your quarterback view of what you're seeing Mac Jones do. How well is he playing?
And real quick about that, and if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle, right?
That's true,
and I think Greg's one of the greatest. I think Greg's the most underrated football guy on the planet. I do. I love him. And when you always learn something from Greg Cosell.
Yep,
you
yep.
do. And I'm a huge fan. And he knows this, but the thing about it, it didn't. And then it took, well, the Kyren Williams fumble, but how did you get in position to be winning? What do we want? I know we all want 450 yards passing. A big win, score 40 points. But right now I'm looking for, how are you playing under duress when we need a win? Are you throwing to the other team and putting us in a bigger bind? Or are you taking a turnover? Or are you taking a 3-and-out by them and punting and flipping the field and giving us a chance where you're not constantly putting the defense in a bind? You know what, guys? Even though their body types may be different, I think the similarities in the skill set with Brock and him are very similar. Neither one are what you'd say, oh my gosh, overpowering arm. Neither one of them are overpowering physical specimen that run 4.5. Underrated athletes, both of them, that can buy some time, maybe one a little quicker. Both throw the ball on time with accuracy, with anticipation. When they hold it longer, they get in a little more trouble. Just like guys, you know, Marino could hold a little longer, but he never held it longer because the ball came out on time. Elway could hold a little longer. The similarities, what I see is a guy who's making good decisions, and it starts there. And here's the most important thing. Well, when you got a big play, we've seen it in the past, and we see it every week with great players or quarterbacks that are winning. We're hearing that same thing in Philly. Well, he's not dominating the passing game, but they just keep winning with Jalen Hurts. In this case, I don't think you're ever going to be wowed by, oh, my gosh. But what happens is, with good decisions, they're making all – Mac Jones right now is making simple plays. When you guys got to watch Joe Montana and Steve Young at their best, I'm not comparing Brock or Mac by any stretch, but what did they always do? When you watched Drew Brees, when you watched Tom Brady, when you watched the way these guys play, spectacular is fine. Nobody lives in the spectacular part of it. Mahomes has made plenty of them as spectacular plays. Where we live as quarterbacks is making the obvious play look obvious. The shallow cross, the ball to the flat, where you're not yanking to the ground. Those things that keep chains moving. And then when the big play offers itself and you can hit a stutter go or a bang post in the red zone, that's when you got to make those. But the big plays don't mean a hill of beans once or twice a game. If all the other 60 snaps or the 30 throws, you know, it's inaccurate. It's a catch and tackle for an 8-yard gain instead of a 10-yard gain. What I see is a guy that's throwing on time. And I know we could say, well, what if this guy did this? And if they wouldn't have blocked this, or if Kyren Williams doesn't lay it on the ground, but he did. And that's part of the team effort. And how'd you get him in position that one play, a Kyren Williams fumble, ended up costing the other team the game. And then a goal line stand on a poor decision or whatever by McVay to make the call. So to me, it comes with anticipation, accuracy, and I think that Mac Jones is doing a great job, and it's easy to do as a starter now. I mean, it's from going from a backup to a starter to prove to the world that you belong. Because, you know, he was pretty good a rookie year, but he's been a little bit of a journeyman. He wants to be a starter. What happens is you get to it, and I learned a valuable lesson that way, and then you settle back in, is quit trying to do everything to prove to the world that, man, look how good I am. I can make every play. Make the simple play. Drive the bus and get us home safely, and that's what he's doing. The big plays will eventually come, and he's doing it without all of his full – with Ayuk and Kittle, and what happens then, too, is you play hero ball. Oh, my gosh, I got to fit this in. No, you actually don't. Throw the check down, give me 8. we'll come back and take a shot on second down. If it's there, it's not, give me another first down. And I think when the 49ers have been at their best, Montana was great at making the simple play young, but even in the last guys half dozen decade, when it was Jimmy or when it was Brock or when it's Mac, they're playing within what Kyle does, and the ball is accurate coming out on time, and they continue possessions and making throws where the guy catches it and can do some stuff after the catch, and they're not trying to make everything happen and prove to the world that I'm a starter. When you start doing that, you put your team in a bind, because right now with these injuries, this team doesn't want to be in a situation where, you know, you throw two picks, lay one on the ground. We saw that happen with Brock's last start, right? Didn't he throw two picks and fumble on the ground?
Yep.
What happened in that start? And that's not Brock's game. Protect the ball, although I know at times interceptions happen. But Mac's doing a great job, and quite frankly, a great job times two of protecting it and making sure you're doing the things that continue to possess the ball and give you a chance to win, whether it's 17-14 or 33-10. I really don't care. And I don't see a statistic in there that I'd rather have an ugly win than a pretty loss. He threw for 330. Yeah, Russ Wilson threw for 455 against the Cowboys, but Russ Wilson can't lead him and couldn't win, and he's now on the bench, and a rookie's taken over and completes 115 yards with the balls and wins the game. That's the energy I want. You can give me the stats all you want, but there's only one that matters, and it's that left-hand column that says wins, and you're getting production out of it. And if people say, well, who's he doing it against? Well, I do believe he beat the Rams,
who
a lot of people think is the best team in football. So even with two losses. So I like what he's doing, and it's a good problem to have if you're the 49ers.
Former pro quarterback Sean Salisbury here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. You mentioned the commonality. Jimmy Garoppolo is here as well. Kyle Shanahan. When you watch Kyle and the scheme and the design and what he's asking both these QBs to do, what do you make of Shanahan and just what a masterclass it's been for him so far this year?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. You know, normally going in, guys, I'm glad we're talking today at the beginning. I know, Mark, you've tried to, and Dibbs, to answer your question, is that, you know, going into this year, this is the first time probably in 7 or 8 years, honest to God, since I've been coming on with you guys and coming on your great station, that I didn't have a feel for the 49ers. You know, with a wide receiver to trouble and some injuries and banged up last year. And, you know, we know it was Fred and George and all those guys on the field, but banged up again. I didn't have a great feel for them this year. And I study them hard because I love this organization and, you know, and my affinity for you guys there. And I didn't have a feel for them. They're like them were, and I was curious about Detroit because the coordinator changes, right? Well, I got my answer, I think, in Detroit, and I'm getting it here. But it goes to, and Kyle's had loaded roster. Well, this year it's like, well, we got a loaded roster, but we don't have access to everybody. And then our starting quarterback gets hurt, and then a receiver's hurt, and then George Kittle's down again. And then, it just one after the other, which they dealt with all last year, reminds me of the Houston Astros, your baseball team this year. Every time you turn around, it's somebody else. But it's Kyle. This is where you test like a quarterback under duress. This is where you find out just how good Kyle is. I think we all think he's good, and I know he's come under fire about not winning the Super Bowl, but this is where we find out how good it is, where you don't have your full arsenal and you're still winning. And you're doing with a backup quarterback who is a journeyman, is back at it, a former first-round pick, and you just plug guys in. And I think you got to be more than a plug and play. I know people think, oh, anybody can play in the system. But no, they're just smart at evaluating the guys that can. That's a big deal. Trey Lance, talented guy, couldn't play in that system. Somewhere else, still a backup. At least he appeared not to be able to play in the system. So to me, the brilliance of it is knowing the guys that can and then maximizing whatever it is, whatever that talent is. Not a big arm, okay, we got to get the ball out on time. Big arm, okay, we got to make sure we're accurate and our mechanics are set. I think this is the truest test of who a coach is when he faces this stuff. And I think Kyle Shanahan, because with all that's gone on, guys, I don't even think you guys there would have said 4-1 start would have been the way it is. So to me, that's a sign of a good team that can win ugly at times, but they can also win with backups. And there's not a huge loss when a different quarterback or a different receiver comes in. And Kyle is pretty brilliant at putting people in position to succeed, whether they're a starter or backup.
So, Sean, this leads to the next good problem to have, and that is, if you were to suggest to the organization, how aggressive do you get at the trade deadline to try to help at least this pass rush, which has done nothing since Nick Bosa got hurt? How do you help that group, and how aggressive do you get knowing that sure, you're 4-1, but as you said, it doesn't feel like a big bad roster, at least not right now, that's going to go win a Super Bowl, for example. So, yeah, how aggressive do you get?
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, in truth, you're going to run into teams that can do what you do, right? If you start to Detroit can score, they can play defense, they got a line. So you're right, when you get to those moments, it may take, you know, 4 or 6 plays, and that extra pass rush, it's just a strip sack fumble or a second six, you get the sack, now it's 3rd and 12, boom, and they're going to punt on 4th down because they only get 8 yards. All those things that come into the constant, you know, as we depict what's going to be the difference. I'm going to tell you, I'm actually surprised, and I thought about this, is why they haven't called the putrid Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
And said, hey, Zach, you know, that Zach and Sean McVay, the whole thing, said, listen, Trey Hendrickson's going to waste with you guys. Now, I haven't studied this guys where the salary cap is. Now, I know you can manipulate any way you want. I'm just talking about talent. And try to pluck a guy like that to come play for you, because I'm sure Trey would like to play for a winner. I'm all the frustration of a cheap Bengals organization, other than about 3 or 4 players that he finally got his. But imagine now him being able to be on that to create that, you know. So wherever you can find, I'd be aggressive. If you're a team that's a Super Bowl caliber team, the question is, what are you willing to give up? If you're willing to go get a guy of that quality and that kind of salary, it's going to hurt. And we see it all the time at the baseball deadline. If you want to give up a few prospects, it's going to hurt to give up those prospects to go get, you know, Suarez if you're Seattle to get some thump in the bat, you know, in the order. So it'll hurt to go get a guy like that. But the question is, how committed are you? And we know what the 49ers' commitment is. They want to win it all, and they're hanging on at 4-1. But as you get deeper and it kicks in and more injuries and getting a guy back and another guy banged up for a game, the things you have to have in these games, you better be physical. And we know they are in the run game, and they can play physical defense. You better be able to have a quarterback who can play in big moments, and you sure as hell better be able to have a disrupting front seven that can change ball games and wreck them. And not having Bosa in there is a problem, but being able to get somebody who can help wreck it, I would look around the league and be aggressive, because it's not 1-4. Your optics change, and so does your commitment. But at 4-1 and a couple more wins, you got to think, what really gives us the chance in the second half to stave off other guys and to continue this run and to make sure you disrupt? Because average quarterbacks become really good if you're not pressuring them, and good ones become great. You got to disrupt the quarterback. I think that would be a point of emphasis. And the guy who is the general manager knows that, because he played on 1 in Tampa. It was pretty damn good rushing 4 and disrupting quarterbacks. So he's got a pretty good clue on what they're going to need, if so, come trade deadline.
Sean, just phenomenal stuff. We love it. How's the golf swing? Doing all right?
Hey, solid ball striker, to use golf legal. And getting better all the time. I just tired of 3-putting, so I got to go hire a coach to help me. Whatever. I don't care if it means shooting a pool cue.
Yeah, I can walk you through it, Sean. That's about all I've got left in my game.
You sweat machine? Guys, real quick, you know, in June, I know you got to go. Me and 3 of my very best friends in the world, because I am an obsessive, compulsive, neurotic with golf now, even more than ever.
Yeah.
But I went to Pebble, Cypress Point, Monterey Peninsula Country Club, and obviously Spyglass. Those 4 in a 4-day stretch, which is about the best 4-day of golf I've ever had in my life. And it's a great thing when you have buddies, and it ain't me, that live up there, that are well-connected, and he was part of the group. Rick Disney, I'm going to give him the credit. He owns a construction company. He's one of my best friends in high school. We went to the same high school. And, man, that guy knows somebody everywhere. And I'm at Cypress Point thinking, we're really cool, and it has absolutely nothing to do with me. So God bless that golf trip, guys.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
You.
And turns out Rick Disney is now one of my best friends too, Sean. So thank you.
Is he really?
Well, he's about to be.
He's hoping.
You know what?
Yeah,
if he isn't, make him your best friend. Have him come build some commercial building or freeway for you. He's brilliant at his job, too, and he knows how to get you on places that none of us could even walk in the gates at. So there you go.
Man, if you're getting NFL quarterbacks in places, yeah, you got to be a big deal. Sean, you're welcome here anytime. You know that.
I love you guys, and you know I'm here for you anytime as well. I appreciate you. Good luck this week against Tampa. It's going to be a rough one, man.
It's going to be tough. All right, thanks, my friend.
The MVP of the league right now is your opposing quarterback this week.
I tell you, yes.
There's no question.
Doubt.
And the rookie of the year is his receiver. Yep, absolutely.
No
Sean, thanks man.
Guys. All right. Appreciate it.
Yep, there he goes. That's Sean Salisbury. Lot to chew on. He's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
The energy. I can't get enough of it.
He's awesome.
He's the best. We'll react to that in a sec. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. 888-957-9570. That's the number right here on Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I love this show, man. You know, 95.7, man. You know, I'm a gamer.
On 95.7, The Game.
All right, I got something for you. And you better lock in because you got an hour.
Oh, the pick is in.
I know it's in, but you still got to lock in.
All right, I'm locked in.
You got to lock in, then you got to lock it in.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to make sure I set my fantasy lineup here week 6. It's what's a must win for
dude,
some.
Dude.
If you're 0-5.
who the hell would be 0-5? That's stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid. Don't say that.
Yeah, if you're 0-5, you should just quit.
Well, 8 of the 16 make
the
odds.
For the love of God. So what?
Yeah.
Stop.
Well,
this is my other favorite fits.
Yeah. About to get some fits up in here.
A lot of fits.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody would like, we'll let everybody in on a couple things. We're all meeting as a group before the show. And look, we're going to be at Splash. We're talking about the opening of the Warrior season.
Win the big days.
And I go, okay, give me the dates. When are we going here? When are we going there? And he gives the dates. I'm like, bro, that's in a week and a half. You telling me the Warriors have games that count in a week and a half? What?
12 days.
Dude, this
12 days of Dubsmas. On the first day of Dubsmas, my true love gave to me a Steph Curry half-court three. Tra-la-la. on the second day of Dubsmas, my true love gave to me a Draymond Green flagrant two. Tra-la-la.
I like it. The rhyme one was better.
I know.
They're all good. You're doing this completely off the cuff. That was fun. But yeah, the Warriors have a game in 12 days. A game.
Hence the 12 days of Dubsmas. Tra-la-la.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a LeBron James injury.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
LeBron will not be playing on opening night. I don't
Martin
know if y'all heard.
Sciatica. Yeah. That's a three, but I'm trying too hard now.
It's a four.
I'm trying
it's
too
a four.
Hard.
I'm playing the Bucks this week.
It's a baby
four.
Friday. Anyway, he's out with a sciatica.
Anyway, right. So whatever. I was like, wow, I can't believe this thing jumped on us here.
Yep.
Which happens. By the way, that's a good thing. That means your football team's doing good. If you're not like, man, when's the Warrior game? Okay, so football's going well. So we're going to have all kinds of fun. We got Warriors. We got Niners. We're going to bat all this around. It's funny that you said I need to set my fantasy lineup. Do you want to know how stupid this is going to sound? Ridiculous. So I was just going to the restroom a couple of minutes ago.
Yep.
And the alarm went off on my phone. Do you set alarms for yourself to remind yourself to do things?
Yes, but not for my fantasy lineup. I should, but not for that.
No. So I literally went to bed last night and I go, I want to wait for the Niner practice report because I think I want to start Mac Jones over Jackson Dart, but I got to wait and make sure the Niners are going to play Mac Jones. But I better set an alarm for myself because Jackson, he's just going to jump on us at 5:20 and I better set my lineup ahead of time. Do you know how ridiculous it is for me to set an alarm to remember that as if I would forget?
Right.
I'm a man. And it's October. We don't think about anything but our fantasy teams. That is what we're thinking about. You know that, is it like a GIF or a meme all over social media where the woman and the man are sleeping next to each other, but they get their backs kind of turned to each other?
Right.
And her the thought bubble over her head is, oh, he's probably thinking about his assistant at the office.
Yep.
And the thought bubble over his head is, should I start Mac Jones or Jackson Dart? You don't got to worry about what we're thinking about.
Yep.
We're just thinking about Mac Jones and Jackson Dart. That's it. I never would have forgotten that. I've thought about it 28 times between 2 o'clock and now. But last night I was like, well, I better set myself an alarm.
Yeah.
I might forget. I'm not going to forget.
And I'm sitting here lying in bed last night thinking about not my assistant, but Wandale Robinson. I mean, how's Philly against the pass?
Who is Wandale? She sounds disgusting.
That's right.
No, he plays for the Giants.
And the Giants are down a couple receivers, so I think I'm in love this week. I'll let you know.
Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line 650. I thought Mark Willard was 0-5. I am. That's the
point.
Joke.
Yeah.
You don't need to rub it in.
Shut up!
I don't deserve the 0-5. I got 13 fewer points than the dude that's 5-0. But everybody's a bad luck Charlie sometimes.
But yep. Who's counting?
No, not me. So that's me this year, and I'm fine. I'll wear it. It's okay. I'm not giving up yet. Guru, the math is there. We're fine here on Team Willard.
It's a battle of bottom feeders as you
Sports,
take on Jawan Pending.
Yeah, that's Cam.
Oh, that's Cam.
It's Cam.
Man.
I've already done a bottom feeder game. Shask and I played each other. We were both 0-3.
Yep.
He had Puka Nacua. He kicked my ass. We can do.
Yeah. Not much.
No, not going to do anything.
And Cam, for those people who don't know, which is probably most of you, the single most likable person,
oh
not
God.
In this company, but maybe on planet Earth.
I think yesterday that you were like, we're playing a game to see if we can get Cam to
I've
frown.
Been trying for months.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it.
Nope.
Can't frown with
him. Yep.
All right. I got this question for
Can't
you.
Can't do it.
This is coming out of the Salisbury conversation. Because, and did Sean King, and is it on here? Did Sean King say something, Grandy, earlier today? Like, Steiny kept being like, Sean King was like, shut up, Niner fans. You have a great coach. I don't know if that was the exact quote, but something along those lines. And he's absolutely right. And some of us have been trying to say this for years, and I really do. It's an echo chamber thing. I think most Niner fans, they do like Kyle Shanahan. You like having Kyle Shanahan as your coach. I also think, though, a lot of Niner fans get super annoyed by him, whether it is the play calling, I didn't like that, whether it's a supposed arrogance at the podium or whatever. All right, if I gave you these four choices, how would you answer it? Because Salisbury was talking about the start to this season, and the Niners are 4-1, and yes, it's been razor thin. So let me ask you, why are the Niners 4-1? Why are the Niners 4-1? And in fact, if you want multiple choice, I'm that kind of teacher. I give you multiple choice.
And even if I get it wrong, I still get it right, because darn it, I tried.
And because there's no wrong. This is one of those classes where
explain
we just
your
sit
answer.
In a circle
right.
and talk to each other.
Wish you were my teacher.
And if you want to turn it in late, that's fine too. You just let me know whenever you want to turn it in.
In advance, though.
Oh, no, no, no. Just whatever.
Sure. Montessori. Montessori Willard is your new name.
Okay, here are my four. I just came up with these in the hallway. Multiple choice answers for why the Niners are 4-1.
Okay.
888-957-9570. You pick an answer too. Here are my four. A, Kyle Shanahan. B, Robert Saleh. C, Mac Jones. D, Luck. Why are the Niners 4-1?
Well, if you want to rank them, for me, it would be Shanahan 1, Saleh 2, Mac 3, and then that's it. Because I don't believe
in luck. I know you don't
believe
in luck.
For me,
is
luck.
Is there a different word I could use? They've gotten breaks. You know what I mean? Drop passes, fumbles.
Sure.
Like whatever.
Honestly, I would use clutch play as
okay.
the reason, because
yep,
if you want to talk about a Kyren Williams punch out at the goal line, there's nothing lucky about that play. Alfred Collins blocking a PAT, there was nothing lucky about that play. Jake Tonjes catching a up for grabs football in the end zone, that was not luck. That was your guy being better than their guy. And was it Upton Stout who dislodged the ball from Zay Jones on that,
yes, it
that
was.
PBU?
Yes, it was.
That was not luck. That was your guy making a play that their guy didn't. So for me, it would be clutch play. And I would put clutch play actually above Mac Jones, because Mac has been good. Brock was fine, except for the game where he wasn't and he was hurt, whatever he was. But by and large, you are 4-1 because when you need a play, you've had a play. You had the Nick Bosa Shrugosaurus in the opener.
Seattle.
You had Bryce Huff, who made another big sack on a play. I think that was against New Orleans in your second victory.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the Upton Stout, as I mentioned. You had the Jake Tonjes. You had the punch out of Kyren Williams. You had Eddie Money making a 59-yarder when you needed it made. So
I could give you a bunch of things, though, that are not plays that the Niners made. Marvin Harrison drops passes. That's not a play that the 49ers made.
Niners had about 7 drops against Jacksonville, so that's football for
sure,
me.
Sure, 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 sure.
Yep.
Yeah, like sometimes the play you make is the play that the other team doesn't make. Like, I'm not over here caping up for luck. I'm just throwing it out there because the 49ers have 4 wins. At least 3 of them are razor thin and feel, I don't know what the word is, a little bit circumstantial. Do you know what I mean? I don't think in the Niners' wins, outside of the game against New Orleans, where they were clearly the better team, I don't think you walk out of any of those games being like, we outplayed them. You haven't felt that way, have you? I had somebody who works for the 49ers tell me after the Seattle game, we had no business winning that football game. None. And I would argue the Arizona and LA ones almost feel even worse in terms of the way it felt watching those games. Is that fair?
It's fair, but I look at last year, and we look at Ronnie Bell dropping a surefire move the chains first down, and we don't think, that was unlucky. And we don't look at a 50-yard pass play to Tutu Atwell and a pass interference and a blown punt recovery. We don't think, darn it, that was unlucky. When it goes against us, we say things like choke, and cut, and loser, and other things. So when it goes your way, to me, it's not luck.
Yeah, no,
so
when
it goes against you, for me, it's not bad luck. It's your guy did not come through. Ronnie Bell was wide open. He catches it. He does anything other than fumble. You win. and he didn't. He dropped it, and you lost. And so, for me, you look at those things, and even the Tampa Bay game last year where you had your kicker miss three kicks, you kind of dominated them the whole game, yep. And yet you had to, like, hold on for dear life. And it wasn't bad luck that you were in a tight spot. It was bad kicker. It was bad kicking.
Yeah.
So, for me, luck is, and I mentioned this before, when Brandon Ayuk goes deep down the middle and the ball goes off of somebody's helmet and he happens to, like,
boink.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's luck. Or luck is when Arizona intercepts the ball, they fumble it, they kick it again, and then you happen to be the guy to just dive on it in the end zone. That, for me, is luck.
You clearly don't like the word luck.
I hate it.
But there's a different word that represents some of these things. Like, what do you call it when the other team has a wide-open receiver who just drops the ball? Like, what is that?
It's just a break.
Okay.
And that's football.
Yeah.
Like, you do it, they do it, everybody does it. Luck, to me, is more like when DeMarcado runs 72 yards and drops the ball short of the goal line. Now, that's luck.
Yeah.
Because you honestly did nothing. Tennessee did nothing to provoke that. You just got lucky that he happened to be in a mind space where he thought that he was already in or whatever that to me is luck.
I don't want to get philosophical about this, but like, what is the difference between a good team and a bad team in the NFL? And I mean that beyond the obvious.
Right.
Like, if somebody's blowing people out, okay. But, you know, Kansas City Chiefs last year, Niners this year, Tampa Bay Bucks this year. I think people would answer the Tampa Bay Bucks and say, well, what they're doing with a minute to go with Baker Mayfield is a real weapon. And that's true. But the Chiefs at times last year, it felt like they were like, I don't know, they were on some higher plane or higher power was weighing in with the way they won football games. And there's a little bit of that with the Niners this year. So that's all I'm asking. Like, I the Niners are 4-1, and I'm still having a hard time branding them as, quote, a good team. I think they are, and my answer would absolutely be A, Kyle Shanahan.
Agreed.
That's number one for me, for sure, and that's to take nothing away from all of the other candidates, and then there are more. Like, we could keep going. We could bring up other names. We could bring up other things. There are lots of things that have contributed to 49er wins this year. But I know they're well-coached. I know they're well-constructed. It still doesn't mean they're immune. Look at last year, right? So they're not immune. You don't automatically win most of the games just because of Kyle Shanahan. But I do think he gives you opportunities that maybe you wouldn't be afforded elsewhere. I don't know too many NFL teams who could have gone out with the crew that went to L.A. last Thursday and won a football game, find a game plan that even gives them a chance to win the football game. And then they had a lot of people out there, including Mac Jones, who executed it. But what is the difference for Kyle Shanahan in good versus bad?
Well, I think you just said it. And for me, that's what makes it. So you could talk about luck, quote unquote, whatever you want to talk about. You get to a spot where you can make a play that can change the game. And a lot of that for me on Thursday was Kyle Shanahan, because you go out and you get the ball and you score. Your defense holds them. You get the ball back and you score. You're undermanned. You're overmatched. You're on the road in a short week and you're up 14-0. And that wasn't all Kyle Shanahan, but the play calling, the execution from the offense was supreme. And you got the lead. And we all knew that the Rams would make a run, and make a run they did. And the 49ers didn't score another touchdown in that game. Am I right? They were up 14-0 and they went.
Wait, the Niners? Yeah, the Niners did not score another touchdown.
No, they went.
That's correct.
Yeah, they went punt and then field goal.
17-7 at halftime.
Yeah. And then punt and then punt and then field goal and then punt and then overtime field goal. So if you weren't up 14-0, that game goes the way I thought it was going to go,
which is
you lose 26-12 or whatever. But Shanahan and the offense, pop, pop. You got two touchdowns early, and then you kept it close enough to where you got yourself into a position where you could make a play to win the game, and they made multiple plays late to win the game.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.